This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Warning! Warning, is that ominous? Is that good? I should be practicing. Someday this entire space punker will be mine, I assume. Hey, it's Craig here, getting some intro reps in. Anyway, the following podcast is not real. If it were, they would not let me introduce it. Let's see, what are we... Oh, and some Magic Tavern live show updates. I feel like I should make an official alert sound for that. Hold on. No, not that. Anyway, there are still some tickets available for the Magic Tavern live show at the Music Box Theater in Chicago this coming Sunday. Rumor has it a popular elf with an unpronounceable name will be there, and some other secret guests. There's also another live announcement coming that I can't talk about just yet. As in, if you're listening to this in the morning, I can't talk about it, but if you were listening in the afternoon, I probably could talk about it, but it's too late. I already recorded this. Time is weird. But just in the normal linear way, the time is always weird, not because I'm in a space bunker that exists outside of quantum time space. It's not real. Anyway, keep your eye on the live show page and hellofromthemagictavern.com for all the live show stuff. There's all kinds of stuff in the works. Subscribing to the Magic Tavern Facebook page is also a good place to get updates. Wait, that time I don't know what that meant. Should I be checking these gauges? Anyway, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2.5-ish years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by the Dark Lord, who has imprisoned me and my co-hosts and are forcing us to continue to do this podcast, which...
Nope, I killed him. I just killed the Dark Lord.
What's this?
I just killed the Dark Lord.
You killed the Dark Lord?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Oh, wait. What did I say?
You said you killed the Dark Lord.
Shit. No, I killed the Stark Lord.
The Stark Lord?
Were we against the Stark Lord?
No,
do we have a beef with the Stark Lord?
No,
was the Stark Lord imprisoning us?
No, Dark Lord.
All right, I'll be right back.
Anyway, we're recording this podcast every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface.
Guys, I need help. I killed the Stark Lord. I need to hide this body.
John, what happened?
I killed the Stark Lord. He's like a big deal up north.
Who is the Stark Lord?
It's the Stark Lord. He's like a minimalist. Like, he's very Stark. Uh-huh. He doesn't have a lot of possessions. He believes in like a very bare kingdom. And I killed him.
John, I am 50% really concerned about the predicament you're in, and 50% in the back of my mind being like, Have I properly set the table for our new listeners to understand what's going on this podcast? Because I can only imagine. No, you killed somebody. You killed somebody.
You're
first
right.
And foremost.
I'm going to go take care of the body.
No.
You're absolutely right in terms of like listeners may not have ever heard what you're saying right now. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard. So like,
You don't know if you've ever heard what I'm saying right now?
I kind of zone out. My eyes glaze over.
Usador has a solution.
I shall hide you, chunt. Get under this blanket.
I'm also joined by my other
My great magical powers, I have saved chunt.
Guys, are we doing this episode in reverse? Are we doing, like, the end of the episode at the beginning? I don't know how to start. Guys, I really feel like I didn't get out the beginning, and
it's
now...
Fine. Just do them. Do it now. Just do them.
What's wrong? You got blue balls?
A little bit. Like my brain...
Your vocal balls? Your brain balls?
My brain balls. My child brain...
Let them out.
I feel like my child brain is being strangled by brain snakes.
Are you two okay?
I don't think so.
I am covered in blood.
Yeah. What has happened to us? I'm not at my best.
Here, this will help. Underneath this platter, I have for us fresh salsa.
Oh.
Enjoy. Take a chip. Have a bite of salsa. Try not to get too much blood in the salsa.
Mmm. Are those hatch chilies?
That's right.
Those are chilies that hatch from an egg.
Oh, really?
Wait. Yeah, if two chilies fuck, and then one of them lays an egg, and then it opens, that's a hatch chili.
Have either of you ever seen two chilies have sex with each other?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take two chilies and put them in a little glass bowl and let them get to town.
You ever go...
Collect the eggs the next morning.
All over town, there's peeper shows. Little peeper?
Little peeper?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See two peepers fuck? Two jalapeno peepers? So from here, we're going to work backwards to the beginning of the show?
It just feels
Let's
like...
Let's read some emails.
All right. Do we have any emails?
Well, I guess I might have some emails here. Let's see. Dear Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, I was listening to your podcast recently, and while I am usually in full support of all Daltons and their endeavors, I am afraid I must object to my earlier namesake... Oh, wait, I should have read that this is from someone named Dalton. Guys.
Read the email backwards.
I'm not at my best.
You are not at your best.
John, why did you kill somebody?
I told you. I woke up and I just kind of misread the situation. I thought we were at war, that we were being taken over, that we had created this secret like chess club to defeat the Dark Lord.
Book club.
The Stark Lord. The book club. Oh, I'm losing it.
Yeah.
I think I've been under too much pressure.
Guys,
I think I've been wearing too many hats.
We've been under a lot of stress lately. Fighting the Dark Lord. Doing this podcast.
Coming up with new salsa recipes.
All these secret names. Lil Squish.
Lil Squish!
Yeah. I came up with a new secret name as well.
Oh, what is it?
Glorious Stefan.
Glorious Stefan?
Glorious Stefan.
Glorious... Stefan?
Is that so hard to say?
There's
Glorious Stefan.
I can't, it's like the rhythm of it. I can't get.
Well, it's eventually going to get you. So.
I know, eventually it's going to get me.
What else?
Well, that's our show.
Is that our show?
That was good.
That was a.
Guys,
can we unpack that? Let's
you
unpack
know
the show.
Here's what I think. I think the stress of doing the show has become too much for us. Let's just do a short one. This is a short one. Mundle. Play us out, and that'll be the show.
That'll be that.
Yeah, and then we'll spend this time.
Then we'll talk how we normally talk. We're not, because I feel like when we speak into your microphone thing, I feel like we are ourselves, but heightened.
Yeah.
Right? We're like a heightened, we're putting on airs, right?
Yeah.
So let's end this episode now, and let's just chillax.
I'm not putting on airs.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Well, should I tell our guests to leave?
Yeah. Who is your guest? Who is our guest?
It was,
You guys still need me, or?
No, we don't need you, Tusadora.
All right, well, it's been real being on the episode, and I just want to say that don't forget that your purpose in life is to find your purpose in life.
Oh.
You know? All right, love forever.
Goodbye.
Remember, all you need is love. She loves you. Yeah? All right, bye, guys.
I like that guy.
He's still standing right over you.
Is this episode ever over?
Yeah. What? No. Mundle, play us out. Whew. Well, you know what, guys? I think that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's a pretty good episode.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Chun, why? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, shoot away.
Why do you put on that weird voice when the microphone's on?
I just feel like, I don't know, I just don't like the way I sound, you know? Oh, yeah, baby. Like, when I just sounds weird, you know? Sounds weird coming out of my mouth.
I see. So when the microphone's on, you put on that weird, high-pitched voice.
I don't know if it's high-pitched.
Well, it's higher-pitched.
Maybe. It's just sort of a character he does. He's in character.
A little nasally.
John, I just wish that all of the listeners of our podcast knew the real you the way I know you.
Yeah.
Like, when the podcast isn't on, your voice is deeper, you're more relaxed.
You're much nicer to Arnie.
You're so nice to me.
I love you. You're my best friend. I mean,
I love you. You're my best friend.
There's such connective tissue between our lives.
Absolutely.
You know? I still think you're a piece of crap.
Well, also, Usador, you're so much more nice. You're so much nicer to me on the podcast than you are in real life the rest of the time.
Yes, because you're a useless sack of shit.
People who listen to the podcast don't understand why I'm so mean to you and accept all the shit that Chun gives me, not realizing that the whole rest of the week, Chun is a super sweetheart to me, and you're a fucking asshole.
It's confusing. I don't know why I put up with this bullshit or you or this show.
Up is down, black is white.
I'm going to go get a drink.
Chun.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about Usador?
I don't know. I feel like he just has a lot of anger, like a lot of pent-up anger.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I love you.
I love you, too, bud. And you know what? I want to help you out.
I want to help you out, which is why today,
yeah,
I want you to make me the luckiest shapeshifter in the world. Arnie Niekamp, will you marry me?
Chunt! Oh, my God!
I've been saving up. I've been using my guard funds to pay for this ring. There's a live eel inside of it, and I just...
There's a live eel inside?
There's a live eel inside, and it's also captured some stormlight.
Oh, it's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Make me the luckiest shapeshifter.
No, I had no idea. Well, I guess I had a little bit of an idea, but...
Let me be you.
Oh, no. Chunt, first of all, you don't want to be me.
That's for sure.
Usador, look, Chunt. I love you too as a friend. You should say that then.
When I say I love you, I mean I love you as a human, as a beautiful creature, as an essence, you know? Tussidor's been teaching me a lot about love and life and about inner reflection.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean for our friendship, Chun?
It means we're best friends for life, that we take it to the next level.
No. I'm so sorry. What I'm asking is...
Oh, after you said no.
If I say no, in a very kind.
Then that's
way.
Fine, baby. Bing bong. Do what you want. Chunt here.
Oh, no.
Chunt, please.
Oh, no.
Slappy dappity.
Am I... Oh, no. Chunt, am I obliterating every ounce of sincerity?
No. This is how this is. Chunt's back, baby. I'm back, baby.
Chunt, you're blurring...
The baby is born again. It's a newborn baby.
I've accidentally blurred the line between all...
Little squish. Squish, squish, bish. Squish is back. Little squishery. Gloria Stefan.
Excuse me, Arnold. Excuse me, Gloria Stefan. But I'm going to...
See, he got it right. How come he got it right?
I'm taking this salsa over to my new friend, Wheelbear, who appreciates the things I do for him.
Oh, man.
I should have proposed to Wheelbear.
John, here's...
Wheelbear gets me. He's a bear on wheels, but he has heart.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, if I had to marry any of us here, I would marry Wheelbear, too.
Let's take a vote. Who here... You, sir, come back for a second.
What?
We're going to take a vote.
All right.
Who here...
Kill him.
Wait, Arnie, you don't even know who we're talking about.
Sorry, man. We have to kill you.
Man, I prefer off mic. You would never
have
said
something
like
that. Well, you broke him.
Like
you ruined him. He's gone forever. He's under that blanket, and he's covered in blood, because he's dead. I just killed him. You killed him.
Did you know there's a Rodeo King now?
What?
What?
At Burger King, a Rodeo King sandwich. I saw it when I was looking at Usador the Blue on Twitter.
Did you know that Cockroach Clown used to be a rodeo clown?
Oh, fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is fun. He always says, that's something he always says. He always says, I put the fun in funeral. He has a lot of sayings. He also says
Isn't that the joke he says every single thing he says?
I think he says he puts the laughter in manslaughter.
Ah, that's what it was.
He also says, look under the bed, I'm on the ceiling. He also says...
What?
He also says he's going to strum my pain with his fingers. He's going to kill me softly. There's a lot he says.
Yeah.
Did I tell you he lives on Lorne Hill in a Roberta shack?
No.
Wait. Friends, we have lost our way. We must come up with a plausible alibi for our friend Chunt.
Oh, cram it. We lost our way years ago.
Now, listen to me.
I can't believe Chunt said all of those things covered in blood.
Pretend? We'll pretend like this Stark Lord went to Queen Titania and accused her of incest, and that she then had him killed on her behest.
Who is this Stark Lord guy? Is he...
I told you, he's a big deal in the North.
Is he a good guy?
It seems like he's going to be a big deal, and then he turns out not so much.
Honestly, well, I thought he was kind of a bastard, but it turns out he's... I think he's actually a good guy. I mean, he was pleading with me before I killed him.
Well, I've just got to say, I'm very surprised that he died so soon. I know that you'd only been talking about him for about 4 or 5 seconds before saying that he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
But I got super invested in him in those 4 or 5 seconds, and I'm like... The rest of this anecdote he's talking about is going to be about this great guy.
At the beginning of that minute, you thought, this whole minute's probably going to be about this guy.
Yeah. And then when I found out that he was dead at the beginning of that minute, I'm like, what the fuck is the rest of this minute going to be about?
Nobody knows.
I will be honest. In the first, 1 to 6 seconds, I was, pretty invested, and I thought, I was going to, pace out the news that I was going to, bestow upon you. But then in that 7th second, I was just like, let me just speed through this. Yeah. Let me just get to the point. So I just made a lot happen in that 7th second.
I got bored in second 2.
Speaking of rodeos, 8 seconds is how long it takes to say rodeo.
Guys, let's focus up.
Why? The show's over.
I know. Not for the show, but just for our own mental stability. We're all fucking cracking up. Chunt. You just randomly killed a person.
I didn't randomly. I thought I was doing what we were setting out to do. Stark, dark. I don't know. That all rhymes.
Even if it was the Dark Lord, is that what we really want to do? Just kill him?
Wait, that reminds me of something. I'll be right back.
What? John?
Did you just ask if we wanted to kill the Dark Lord or not?
Yeah.
Of course. That's the whole point. You kill him, and then peace and happiness and love returns to the land of Foon.
But Usador, would you kill him under any circumstance? What if he was had his back turned to you? Would you just stab him in the back?
Absolutely.
What if he was trying to save a child? Would you kill him in the act of saving a child?
Well, perhaps under those very unlikely circumstances, I will allow him to save the child. And then I would say, turn and face me, you evil minion of darkness. For now your time has come to an end for Usador. Brought in this world for naught but to destroy you is here. To bring down havoc and a reign of terror that shall end this day. I'd smite the shit out of him.
But all right, it's done. What's done is done. Whew, young Stain, baby.
What?
I did it. I killed him.
Killed who?
The Bark Lord.
Oh.
What? I killed the Bark Lord, the king of the dogs.
Oh!
Oh, no!
I killed Mookie.
You killed a dog. Mookie?
Yeah, Mookie, the
Why
king of the dogs.
Why did you do that?
Because weren't we supposed to kill
him? No.
Because I fucked up, I killed the Stark Lord, and I remembered, as Arnie was talking, I was like, yes, I have to kill the Bark Lord.
The Dark Lord. Dark.
What did I kill?
The Bark Lord.
The king of the dogs.
I killed Mookie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm covered in blood again.
I know, and
I'm going to get back under this blanket.
Oh,
I don't want to think about that little dead dog. It's so sweet. Chunt? Chunt, are you okay? Say something to him. He'll listen to you.
Will he?
He's in love with you.
I don't think he's even really in love with me.
No, but
I think Chunt is just unhappy, and he thinks that committing to someone is going to make him happy. And look, hey... I see myself. I know. I seem like the perfect pick. I know I'm a little bit irresistible.
Uh-huh. No, go on.
So I get it. He's like, he sees me and he's like, having that in my life is going to solve all my problems. But that's not the case. And 2 seconds later, he was like, going to propose the wheelbarrow too.
Did you just call for me?
Oh.
Did you say Tusador?
Oh,
no, no one said Tusador.
I thought you just said Tusador.
Absolutely not.
What did you say?
I don't... What did I just say? I don't...
Oh, my bad. I heard wrong.
Oh, but Tusador...
Can I just let you know? You are beautiful.
Oh.
You are beautiful.
Tusador...
Inside and out.
Thank you. Tusador, are you single?
I am. Aren't we all single? I mean, I'm married, but I'm single.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. See, that's what I was asking. I was asking if you were in a
I'm polyamorous, my man.
Oh, you're polyamorous.
Mm-hmm. Of course. What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Madeline, if you must know.
I must.
And I met her at a tobacco smoking party.
A tobacco smoking party?
We all put our tobacco into a bowl, and then we pulled it out.
Yeah.
And whatever tobacco we pulled, we smoked.
Huh.
And then we fought.
Oh.
We made sweet sensual love.
Oh.
In the smoke rings of the tobacco.
In the smoke ring. So you had to be fast.
I don't know if it had to be fast. It was.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
You know, Arnold, I think I've come up with a new way to deal with Tussidor. Don't ask him any questions, and then he won't answer them.
Oh, you're right.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to be at the bar, eating salsa with Wheelbear.
Okay, that was a statement. Did you have anything to say?
Well, you know what? Since we're not recording a podcast right now, I'm under no obligation to fill time with words, so I think I'm going to stop talking to you and see what happens.
That wasn't a question. I guess my job is done. Goodbye.
Oh my god, Tussidor just disappeared into a puff of bees. And now it's just me at this table. And I don't even really have enough cell phone reception to play around with my phone. God, I really hate being by myself at a table.
You should have thought about that before I said no.
Oh, John, I'm so sorry. I forgot you were there.
I'm under a blanket. I'm not gone.
Chunt.
What?
Please.
What?
Take off.
Chunt, please.
Chunt, please.
Take
off that blanket and sit in your chair and talk to me and keep me company so I don't have to be alone with my thoughts.
Sorry, this is just awkward.
I'm sorry that I declined your proposal.
It's fine.
And I don't want to tell you how to feel. I'm sure you have to be angry and embarrassed.
And confused.
And confused.
I just feel like all the signs were there. Like, all the signs were there.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, fine. I made us best friends overalls.
Yeah. Which is a big deal. Like, in Foon, you don't mess around. There's a lot of things you don't do in Foon. One, you don't spit into the wind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't tug on someone's cape. All right? You don't mess around with Jim.
Yeah.
All right. And you don't make overalls unless you're prepared to get married.
Well, I don't understand. I'm a stranger in a strange land.
Did you drop something on my xylophone? I'm taking my xylophone over to Wheelbear too.
I just heard one note.
Guys, I'm so glad we're not recording this.
Yeah, can you imagine if this were the episode?
I know.
Like, if I were Hank and I was listening to this, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It would be very disappointing.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah?
Did you just barf?
A little bit.
Usador.
I boffed a little bit because out of excitement. I've heard a rumor.
Ooh, I love rumors. Yum, 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 yum.
Rumor, yes. Oh, yea. I have heard of a new minion of the Dark Lord, one that I ne'er have heard of before. The Dark Lord is appointed a Sokial Midaya manager.
Oh, no.
What?
A Sokial Midaya manager.
Midaya? I haven't seen her since her family reunion.
A Sokial
Midaya manager.
You mean social media manager?
No, I said Sokial Media Manager.
Don't Arn explain to us.
This might explain the weird messages that have been left at my door. Someone's been leaving these weird scrawls of messages written in blood on my door here. And
whoa, what?
Sounds like Chunt.
No, I didn't do it.
Oh.
I thought maybe it was you, Chunt, because you're really, really, you're kind of cracking up lately.
Maybe it was me. What did it say?
Well, here, let me get it out here. Let me look at it again.
No, put your penis away.
It says, more merchant eyes in web of rage.
Web of rage.
More merchant eyes in web of rage.
In web of rage. More merchant eyes in web of rage. 20,000 roaring orcs.
Guys, I can't get past that I feel like I've hurt Chunt's feelings.
Honestly, I'm over it.
What?
Honestly, I just got married to Tussidor.
That's a lie,
but can you imagine?
I mean, I feel like you two deserve each other.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I meant it both in good and bad ways.
I figured.
Now, here's a question. You wonder why I'm rude to you sometimes. And you seem to care a lot about whether you've hurt Chunt's feelings or not.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, no such overture is made on behalf of Usador.
Usador, I love you. As a friend, as I'm learning is something I should say, not
nice.
Just I love you.
Thank you.
Usador, I love you as a friend.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
I love you. I love it. You know, I love that you're
with this
not
ring,
Superman.
I thee win.
No, Usador. No. Oh, no. What? No,
no,
no, no.
Who's
no,
it going to be?
No, I'm neither of you.
Pick up that flower and hand it to one of us.
No, I don't want to marry either of you.
Signifying your eternal.
That's fine. My wedding was just to get you to be part of the quest. Once the quest is reformed and
wedding quest.
Yes.
Can I say something? Since we're just kind of laying it all out there.
Sure.
I feel like the other day when I said that there was a ghost in my butt.
Yeah.
And you looked in my butt. And
I looked in your butt. Yeah.
It was a prank.
Yeah.
I really put a ghost in my butt. I mean, it was for the prank, but it's in there and it's stuck and I don't know how to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask some follow-up questions?
Absolutely.
Do you want to get the ghost out?
I don't know. It feels kind of fun.
Okay.
How do you think the ghost is happy in there?
Yeah, because the ghost can leave at any time.
Oh.
Butt ghosts are not...
Butt ghosts?
Butt ghosts are not, they can leave on their own will.
Oh, good.
Do you think this ghost has any unfinished business in your butt?
Maybe.
What horrible thing happened in that butt?
Do you think that your ghost in your butt wants some soup?
That is maybe it. Maybe this is someone who died while Choo Choo's child was still around. He knew about our butt soup expansion. He died before the Dark Lord took over, and now he assumes if he's in my butt, he'll get some soup. This is the first riddle we've solved.
I know. Guys, can I say something?
Out of the dozens of riddles that we've posed on the show, I feel like we finally solved one. So, you, sir, could you whip up some soup?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Guys, can I say with 100% sincerity, and this is going to sound like a joke, but I don't mean it that way. I know we've been having a tough time this week, but when we just started talking about butts, I 100% started to feel better.
Oh, are you at your best?
I think maybe. And I felt more connected to you, Chunt, and I felt more connected to you, Usador, when we were just talking about butts.
Oh, like the early days.
Like the early days.
It's a shame that our listener won't be able to hear you at your best.
Yeah.
Here's what we do. If this were being recorded, which it's not, I would say to Hank, if you want to hear us talk more about butts, write and review on the iTunes. If you don't want to hear us talk about butts anymore, follow us on Twitter.
So if you... What were those options again?
If you want to hear about butts, if you want us to get back to butts, get in butts... Which is, have you heard that podcast?
Oh, no.
This is Tussidor.
And this is Chaunt.
And we're getting butts.
What the hell?
Did we not tell you about getting butts?
It's our new podcast. It's the two of us talking about collecting butts.
Oh. Usador, how does it feel when you have a very popular podcast with some other people and he decides to do a spinoff?
I feel terrible. It's like I've just been cut out completely. Oh, Arnold, I'm so sorry.
You have value, friend.
Shut up.
Usador, I feel like all this time I've been a jerk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
And been spending that time trying to become a closer friend with Chunt. Mm-hmm. But in retrospect, me and you should be closer friends. And fuck Chunt.
Good point.
Hey, I'm sitting right here, covered in blood. I'm just a badger standing in front of a man, covered in blood, asking him to love me.
You killed two people.
To be fair, I killed one person and a dog.
Right.
It was a king of dogs.
Two lords.
I did kill two lords.
Not good.
Do you want me to kill for you? I'll kill another lord.
Don't offer that, and don't take him up on it.
The Mark Lord, the Clark Lord, who do you want? The Lark Lord? I hate the Lark Lord.
I like him.
Larks are beautiful.
All right, fine. No more killing. I'll stop killing. Is that what you want?
Yes.
That reminds me, Usador. If the Dark Lord said, you know what? You're right, Usador. I've been evil. I've done a lot of bad things. I'm going to stop. I'm going to turn things around, and I'm going to dedicate my life to being good. Mm. Would you still kill him?
Ooh, I don't know. Now, let us begin with this is very, very unlikely. And for a long time, I keep a very close eye on him and be ready to kill him at any second.
Like you would be staring at him with, like, your wand, mm-hmm. like, ready, like, at, like, kill range at, yes. at all moments?
Yes.
For how long?
100 years.
That sounds exhausting. Well, like, straight? No sleeping?
This is my only reason for existing, so why wouldn't I do it?
Hey, speaking of, we should do a podcast where, like, we exchange spells and, like, talk about being wizards.
You're not a wizard.
I'm sorry?
You are not a wizard. You're someone who just took a name, and maybe you know a spell or two, but you're definitely not a wizard. Were you brought into the world? What are your two powers derived from? What forces of nature brought you into this world to defend the world?
I see that you're angry.
Yes.
I recognize that.
Thank you.
Which means I'm going to step back, give you some space and time, and we'll have this conversation furthered when you are at a better place.
Can't answer those questions.
I love you. You are loved.
Shut up.
You are beautiful.
You're the worst. Clearly, he's not a wizard. If he could have been a wizard, he'd just rattle those things off. In fact, he would take umbrage at the fact that I didn't already know them. For if you said to me, what are your powers derived from? I'd say, of course you know, my powers are derived from light and shadow. He didn't say anything like that. He's just like, you're loved, and walked away. He walked away.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's not gone forever.
Wizards work.
I thought he was gone forever when he exploded in that cloud of beads.
Yeah, me too. Are we trying to do something?
No, we're not trying to do anything. Okay, we're just hanging out.
Were you trying to start the podcast? No, we stopped. We did a short episode,
yeah. I'm just trying to make sure that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm honestly fine. Do you guys know how to dispose of a human corpse and a dog corpse?
Yes. I'm going to transform them both into trees.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice. That seems like that's a positive thing.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be a nice reminder of the tree's existence.
Yeah.
Yes, the trees will be dead, and the face of the dog and the man will be visible within them, and they'll be in unbelievable pain.
Oh, wait.
Even
what?
Their souls will be trapped in there for their souls.
There'll be some sort of dogwood?
Currently escaped will be reattached to those trees.
Oh, let's not do that.
It's the only way I know to get rid of a body.
Oh, we could just dig a hole and put him in it.
A what?
Dig a hole and put him in it.
Real quick, this is you at your best? Are we sure about that?
I mean, it was when we were talking about butts.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about butts.
I like...
big, small...
I gotta go.
I like big butts.
Well, the widows over there said that you're being dishonest.
I cannot lie.
What if, like, a woman were to walk in with, like, an itty-bitty waist?
Find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.